Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
Amen. Amen. Hey, if you have a Bible, why don't you take it and open it up to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, if you're using the Bible in the row in front of you, Matthew 8 is going to be on page 813. If you don't have a Bible, come see me when we're finished this morning. I'll make sure that you have one to take home with you. As you're turning to Matthew 8, let me ask you this question. Think about this question. Have you ever experienced the power of Jesus in an unforgettable way? Think about that. Have you ever experienced the power of Jesus in an unforgettable way? When I think about that question, my mind goes back to one specific encounter back in 1990. It was in mid-July. In mid-July in 1990, you know what the temperature was outside? Hot. It was just hot. It was not snowing that day. It was hot that day, like it is on most days in July. And do you get a lot of rain in mid-July if you live in North Texas? Yes or no? No, you don't. Well, when I was growing up in 1990, I was getting ready to head into my senior year of high school. I was with my youth group from First Baptist Church Woodway. We were all together at about 45 minutes from where I'm preaching this morning, where we're having some church this morning. We were at Mount Lebanon Baptist Encampment in Cedar Hill, Texas, about 45 minutes south from here. And we were so ready as a youth ministry to go to camp, and so we were excited to be a part of a bigger camp. It was called Sunday's Camp. And there were about 1,200 teenagers and sponsors that all came together for a great week there. And we were so looking forward to it. But something that particular summer camp was different than the other summer camps, because in the spring of that year, a bad storm arose. And a lightning bolt actually hit the worship center that was in the middle of the campground where all of the big events and worship times and large group sessions took place. It struck the worship center and it caught fire and it actually burned to the ground. And so there's this lineup of camps that are getting ready to unfold throughout the summer. And the camp administration said, there's no way we can build a structure to host all those kids that will be coming onto the campground over all those weeks of the summer. Let's do this. Let's just bulldoze the remains down to the foundation. We'll clean it up. We'll get a big circus tent out here, kind of like those old-timey revival tents. We'll have a big circus tent out there. Everybody can gather in there, and then after the summer camp season is finished, then we can construct a new worship center in hopes it'll be ready for the next summer camp. So great. So we're there, and we're all out, and there was an amazing man who was our camp speaker that week. It was a man named David Busby. Has anybody ever heard a guy named Dave Busby speak before? That's a picture of him. Dave Busby was, I really believe, an anointed, I would call him a prophet of God. He just, the way that he would speak would connect in ways that I've heard a lot of speakers, but there was something different about this guy. Dave had cystic fibrosis. He actually died of cystic fibrosis in 1997, about 7 years after this particular time. First time I'd ever heard Dave Busby preach before and speak before. And so we're there at this camp, and he's our camp speaker. And I mean, God was at work in the lives of teenagers that week, as you would expect. We're under this unique circus tent for all of our times of worship. And this one night, we're all in there, and it starts to storm. Never storms in July, but it starts storming. And we're all in there, and you know, so that it's not like an oven, they've got the sides of the tent rolled up. So, you know, it's kind of blowing in, and it starts to blow in harder, and we're kind of moving together like this, a little closer, and we move through the worship time, and then it comes time for Dave to preach and speak. And as he's getting ready, he kind of starts walking out. I mean, it's like somebody hit the fan. flipped a switch in the heavens and just I mean, it started really blowing hard and raining really hard. And we're kind of in there watching what's going on. And, you know, he kind of steps back and we'll see if it kind of will subside for a minute. And it kind of died down. And then he'd kind of move and it'd start up again. And it's kind of like, okay. And kind of, this happened like 3 or 4 times. And it's kind of becoming amusing because it's like, this is weird. Like every time he makes a move toward the center, you know, somebody hits the other switch and it, you know, brings reinforcements. And I'm just watching him. And it's like he's praying, and I think he was praying quietly. And it's like he's having this conversation with the Lord and yet also trying to go, what needs to happen here? And it kind of dies down, and he opens his eyes, and it's still raining, it's still blowing, and he makes his way to the center, and I mean, it cranks up again. It was just like, I will never forget what happened next. He starts praying, kind of in an agitated and frustrated way, and he prays this prayer, and he says, "In the name of Jesus, be still." It was totally calm. And you think I'm making this up? I'm telling you, I have never experienced anything like that in my life. And Nicole Neiman was there. She was a little junior high kid in another church. Nicole, you and I didn't talk about this beforehand, but I remember this morning that you were at a church that was there. And I asked you, do you remember that night? Do you remember that? You were there? Am I exaggerating? Not at all. I don't remember what Dave Busby preached about that night, but I can tell you this. It didn't matter if you took Ritalin that night. You were locked in. There were no issues of ADD or ADHD, and I'm kind of this big, bad senior, and I'm kind of a little bit scared. Like, wow. I've never seen anything like that in my life before or since. And I've seen some neat magic tricks and some pretty impressive illusionists, but I've never seen anybody command rain and wind to stop, and it happened immediately. I mean, it didn't kind of subside and kind of taper off. It was done, and it didn't rain another drop, to the best of my recollection. And every time I read the story that we're going to read in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27, I think about that night in mid-July 1990 when Dave Busby prayed in the name of Jesus for a storm to stop, and it did. It did. On that night, I experienced the power of Jesus in an unforgettable way. And in our text today, the disciples who were with Jesus were about to be able to say the same thing. They were in close proximity to Jesus, and they were about to experience his power in an unforgettable way. So to kind of reset the stage of where we've been walking at this part of Matthew's story, Jesus had just finished preaching his most famous sermon ever, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the beginning of chapter 8 of Matthew. He comes down from that mountain. He comes down from preaching and teaching, and he has all these encounters with these different people, and he heals all kinds of different people who had diseases and who had just different ailments and issues from the right and to the left of wherever he happened to be at, all sectors of society, men and women, different religions, different races. He heals everybody. And that was brought to him. And the scripture just says, man, he was doing so much ministry on this particular day. And he gets tired at the end of the day. He gets ready to go at the end of the day. And he gets some of his disciples, and they're going to go to the other side of the lake and just kind of catch their breath. And we pick up the story in verse 23 that says, "And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves." But Jesus was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord. We're perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" And then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea. There was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I'll tell you what kind of man this was, that even the winds and the sea obeyed Jesus. It was the Son of God. Jesus. And he had power, and he had authority, not only in how he taught, not only over sickness and disease and being able to heal people and to cast out demons and even raise other people from the dead. Jesus had power over the elements of nature and weather. Only God can do that, by the way. Only God can do that. It takes deity to change the weather in an instant. Peace. Be still. Or, in the name of Jesus, be quiet. And the disciples in our story were in close proximity to experience the power of Jesus in an unforgettable way here, as it's recorded in Matthew 8. And I believe that Nicole and I, in different youth groups under the same tent, experienced the power of Jesus in a unique way that one day back in 1990. I want to point out just a few things in our remaining time together about Jesus and the disciples, who both were in the middle of this storm together. Did you notice what Jesus is doing in the storm? Right here in verse 24. Look again in verse 24. "And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was what? He was asleep," just like some of you are right now. I see you. He was asleep. Jesus is just sleeping soundly in the midst of the storm. And the disciples, they are just freaking out, scared in that moment. And it tells us what they did in verse 25. Look at verse 25. "And they went and woke him, saying, 'Save us, Lord, we're perishing.'" So these guys are in close proximity to Jesus, right? Yeah, right, absolutely. I mean, close enough to hear him snoring. Anybody have somebody that you're going, "Yeah, man, I was in close proximity to you last night, and you were snoring"? Very much like Jesus. Yes, very much like Jesus. The winds raging and the storms howling, and the waves are beginning to pour over the stern of the boat, or the bow of the boat. Jesus is asleep back in the stern. And they're all thinking, "We're dead. We're going under. We're going to drown." And Jesus is dreaming. Somebody wake him up so he can do something to save us all. Now, for me, the most insightful part of our whole story comes right here in verse 26. There's something in verse 26 that caught my attention. So, verse 24, the storm gets crazy bad, but Jesus is asleep. Verse 25, the disciples are all just freaking out, scared. So they wake Jesus up, screaming that they're all about to die, and they need Jesus to rescue them and do something. They got to roust him from this deep sleep. Look and see if you see the insight that I see. In verse 26, it says, "And he said to them, 'Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?' Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm." Did you see it?
You're going, I don't know. That sounds like a trick question. I saw it, but I'm not sure I saw the same thing you're thinking of. So why don't you show your cards first, Pastor, and then I'll agree. Okay, fine. Yes, it's impressive that Jesus rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. That's pretty impressive, yes? Absolutely it is. But as impressive as that display of power and authority certainly is, that's not really what jumped out to me. What jumped out to me are the first three words of verse 26. Would you read it and say it out loud with me on three? One, two, three. And he said. And he said. Don't miss this. Jesus was just in a deep sleep, right? He's wiped out from healing all of these people that the first 22 verses of Matthew chapter 8 talk about. He finishes his shift of mercy and healing. He gets into the boat and he conks out. Then he gets awakened in the middle of this massive storm with everybody screaming and yelling and they're all freaking out. And what the text does not say is, and then Jesus woke from a dead sleep and he started screaming too. Ah! And looking around, he didn't really know where he was. He forgot that he was in the middle of a boat, in the middle of the lake. He's soaking wet and he's freezing cold. And in a moment of fear, he forgets he's the Son of God, but he jumps out of the boat because he is God and he runs back to shore and all the disciples drown. No, that's not what the text says. That's not at all what the text says. It says these cowering men are thinking they're about to go under. And they wake Jesus up from a dead sleep. They're the ones who are screaming for him to rescue them. And he said. He didn't scream. He didn't lose his cool. He didn't freak out. He calmly conversed with them in close proximity to them, right in the middle of the storm. Don't miss that detail. Yes, Jesus was in close proximity to the disciples. And at the same time, Jesus was in close proximity to what else? The storm. Jesus was being soaked too. It wasn't like force field. He didn't get all God scotch guarded up while everybody else is soaked wet all the way to the bunk. No, no, no. He's dripping wet too. And yet Jesus never wavered in the waves. Jesus never goes off the rails in the rain. Jesus never starts whining in the wind. He was so powerful and yet under control. While he's getting pelted by the wind and the elements too, he is with them through it all. And then he speaks, "Peace, be still." Totally calm. Not a progressive tapering off, totally calm. Still in close proximity to these guys. Total peace. And verse 27 says that after that happened, when they experienced the power of Jesus in a way that they would never forget, it says, and the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him. See, the guys in the boat are marveling, and Jesus is wondering, where'd your faith go, guys? And if you're in the middle of a storm today, know this about Jesus. Jesus is in the same proximity with you and your storm today as he was with the disciples in the storm on that day. Jesus feels the effects of your storm today, just as he felt the effects of the storm on that day. And he's just as calm in the middle of the storm that you are in on this day as he was on that day. Whatever storm you're going through, Jesus is not freaking out. He's not screaming. He's not jumping overboard. He's not running scared, leaving you to fend for yourself. And although he may or may not say what he said on that day for your storm, peace, be still. He meant not say that to your storm, but you know who he does say it to? You. Peace. Be still. Be still. Calm down. I know what's going on. I know it's raging. I know it hurts. I know it wasn't fair. I know it's not what you had in mind. I know there are regrets. I know that you feel out of control, but you need to know this. I'm in close proximity to you. I'm in close proximity to you. I know this storm, and I know who's in this storm. It's you and it's me. Peace. Be still. I'm not going anywhere. I'm with you. I'm for you. I'm not against you. And I'm here to tell you again, don't be afraid. Have faith. I know you don't know all of the reasons why this storm is raging in your life right now. And you have a deep desire for it to stop. I've heard it. I've heard you. I hear you. Don't stop. Keep asking. I hear you. I know you want this to happen or that to happen. But please know this. No storm blows past your life that doesn't first blow past me. Okay? No storm blows onto your life that does not first blow past me. I am in close proximity to you and to this storm, and I'm going to be with you through it all. You just trust me. Have faith in me. Peace. Be still. Let me just ask you a question. Is there a storm raging in your life right now? Is there? Is there a storm that's just blowing and raining and you're going, Pastor, if you could kind of channel that Dave Busby prayer, that would be awesome. I do want to pray. I want to pray for you. I want to join you in praying specifically for whatever storm you're feeling right now and walk with you as best I can and as this church can with you. Where do you need to hear peace, be still from the lips of Jesus? He knows your circumstances, but can I tell you, He wants to say it over you, over your heart, over your circumstances, over the raw deal that you got that's just been blowing up ever since. He wants to say to you in a way that you clearly hear, peace, be still, be still. Let me ask you this question. Where do you need to begin to exchange a heart of fear for a heart of faith? Because that's the question he asked the guys. Where's your faith? Where's your faith, fellas? Think about your life for a second. Just think about this question. What difference might it begin to make if you were to really realize that although this storm, whatever it looks like for you in your life, although this storm has soaked you to the bone and you're feeling the effects of it, the pain, the despair, maybe feeling out of control, what difference does it begin to make for you right now that Jesus also is soaked with you in your storm because he is in close proximity to you and that storm that you're going through? He says, peace to you. I'll deal with the storm later. I'm talking to you right now. Peace. Be still. In just a moment, we're going to have a time to respond. And as is our practice here at Arapahoe Road each and every week, we have Lord's Supper tables, stations set up around the room. Now, next Sunday, we'll take the Lord's Supper as one body all together. But each week, we make it available on those Sundays that we don't do it corporately together. What might it look like for you as we respond in a few moments? For you to go to one of these stations and take that broken piece of bread and take that cup and be reminded, wow, you faced an incredible storm on the cross where you were broken and poured out. You got swamped by depravity and died under the weight of it. And yet 3 days later, you rose again. And all of a sudden, the temporary suffering and brokenness and poured outness, in time, there was something beautiful. And maybe you could make your way to one of these stations and go, I'm broken and poured out today. But in the midst of my storm, I remember Jesus. You make beauty out of stormy seasons of life. So I eat and remember, and I drink and remember, and I put my faith, hope, and trust in you, knowing that you are in close proximity to me. Who knows that you taking a step toward one of these communion stations might be a supernatural, powerful moment with the Lord, just as powerful as it was for myself and Nicole nearly 30 years ago. Or maybe it's to sing or to pray. What if when Jesus looks at our lives in the middle of whatever storm we're going through, he sees lives not of little faith, but rather full of faith lives? Full of faith lives sing to their King in the midst of the storm. Full of faith lives worship and lift their hands rather than wring their hands. In the midst of the storm, full of faith lives look up rather than give up in the midst of their storm. Full of faith lives get better rather than get bitter. Full of faith lives give all of their pain to Jesus, trusting that he will transform their pain into something beautiful rather than holding on to their pain so that they then transmit their pain to everybody else. What are you going to do with yours? hold on to it and transmit it, or give it to Jesus and let him transform it. Full of faith lives, remember that if by his wounds and his brokenness we can be healed, then maybe our suffering and our sorrow from the stormy seasons in our lives can have purpose too.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapahoe Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoeroad.org. Arapahoe Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapahoe Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.